time becomes too much, I can always turn around. From my slumber to misunderstand another, though they call it terra firma, it dissolves beneath my feet. Digging through a pile of garbage for some worthless piece of paper, it's been hidden there for me to give meaning to my day. I have seen the information on the liar's side, done this. I have heard the distance and the stomping on the ground. Digging slowly up the rocks, side, one thing always seems apparent. If the climb becomes too much, I can always turn around. Going down to the desert, to that dirty, filthy desert, I'll be crawling through the sand for at least a couple days. Going down to the desert, there are things there worth avoiding, and it always makes me cross when them things get in my way. I have seen the information on the liner side of dumbness. I have heard the new statistics and the stomping on the ground. Picking slowly up the rocks, my one thing always seems apparent. If the time becomes too much, I can always turn around. Coming down from the mountain, I have seen the high mighty. I will go again someday, but for now I'm coming down. Coming down from the mountain, I have seen a lot of glory. I will go again someday, but for now I'm coming down. But for now I'm coming down from the mountain. I have seen a lot of glory, I will go again someday. But for now I'm coming down.
Hey everybody, welcome to Thursday. I too, like the Meat Puppets who we just listened to, came down from the mountain recently. And when I was on top of the mountain, I looked down and what I saw was an ocean of lag. And sorry, every time there's something new, people come out of the woodwork and play. And also, ever since the downtime, it still hasn't quite slacked off. I know right after the system came up, we were running about, 500 to 700 people more simultaneously playing than normal. There is hope, a ray of hope, a shining ray of hope, a glorious shining ray of hope. The servers are being built, and they're on their way to California, as it turns out, which is where the integration guys are going to be setting everything up. And yeah, I gotta go to the bank and give them some money tomorrow, which that'll be interesting. It'll be the most money I've ever spent in my entire life at one time. So I posted a real brief update in my thread in the gameplay forum about the new server progress, and I don't know what time frame we're looking at for actually getting set up. I suspect that it'll take about a week for the servers to be built and shipped. So whether that means they start working on it at the end of next week, I expect that what will happen is that meaningful work on getting the new boxes set up will happen a week from this coming Monday. Things are moving forward on that front, and everything is arranged, and I'm working on it and hoping that that'll be good. That it'll solve some of this stuff. It's been really terrible today, and I think a lot of it is that whole Hall of Brains thing, just letting people run queries against the player table as fast as they can click. It'll be over soon, so that'll be good. And hopefully things won't be too intolerable in the brief period of time left before we get moved to super snazzy happy hardware. Let's see if there's anything else going on. I headed off to Columbus tomorrow, which means that I need to get the item of the month in tonight, because I don't think I have enough time tomorrow before Mr. Skullhead gets down here to drive me to the airport, because he's my partner and chauffeur. I always have to have a few drinks before I drive, because I'm very self-conscious about my driving, and it's yeah, a little tricky for me to drive to the airport in the middle of the day. So all the cops are out then, man. Hey, the lag's even horrible right after rollover, but I honestly think that the reason that lag is so bad right after rollover is because one of the most intensive operations that gets performed on the database is the act of logging in, because it pulls all this stuff out of the database that only happens once per login and just gets stored in your session, and so that causes a lot of extra strain, and I don't know, there are probably people running bots to immunize people. I know I saw somebody had posted Perl code for one in the forums, which, you know, I don't want to stop people from doing that, because that just means that this will be over sooner. It seems like there was some, what do you call it when something lashes back at you? Oh, backlash, in the forums about the, I don't know, same thing with the Wang, and same thing to a greater extent with the mob hits, where people are sort of upset that, but I wanted to experiment and keep the plague a long time and see what would happen. And, I mean, my response in this case is, you don't need to experiment to see what would happen if you kept the plague for a long time, because I can already tell you what would have happened, and it is absolutely nothing. Because, you know, the way this event was structured, it was designed to end. And so it will. And, yeah, then some of the Rift stuff will go away, but not all of it. We'll see. We'll the Cola War stuff will stay in for at least another few days, and we'll see about, I don't know, furthering the Time Rift event and maybe adding some more little things that we're doing, not because they need to explain some catastrophe or because they need to solve some issue, but because they're fun. But I don't know. I don't want to make any promises. Anyway, the everything is done on the Familiar of the Month except for its item. And I don't want to roll it out without having its item in the, whatchamacallit, the cake-shaped arena that used to be a cupcake stand. Because people will just waste turns trying to get it and think that they're just getting unlucky, when in fact there's nothing there. Actually, I guess there's like a placeholder in there right now, but that looks really unprofessional. I mean, it would be really wrong of me to use a placeholder for anything. I mean, that would be as lame as just having a framed picture of a sad face in the place of actual game art. And you know, heaven forfend we stoop to those heights. Anyway, I suspect that the Familiar will take about 15 minutes more work, which I will do. Maybe a little bit of during one of my 2 to 3 musical interludes tonight, and if not that, I'll get it taken care of when the show is over, provided I'm not too drunk to do so, which I don't think I will be, because I've started off slow tonight. So I suppose now is the time on Sprockets when we should proceed to the questions. And we got some questions. I am going to quickly do one more system message to just sort of boost the question rate. Jick is on the radio, right? Backspace a few times to type right, and correctly, friggin' now. Send questions / comments to Radio Bugbear via chat PM. Especially the / Alright, system message sent. And now you guys will know, how far behind you are on the radio stream compared to real time. Well, some of you will. I don't know how many people are even logged on right now. 946, that's not so bad. Yeah, Amazing Oopa brings up something that I'm aware of, and I just haven't fixed because it's a little tricky. I still have a store bookmarked in my favorite stores, even though the account who owned it has been deleted. Could this be corrected? Stores stopped getting deleted properly when accounts were deleted when the mall got moved to DB2, which is also when the backup stopped working properly. So that's causing all kinds of problems, isn't it? And the thing that I need to do is I need to recode the thing that automatically deletes stores that don't associate with an owner. The problem is the stores are now on the secondary database server, and the player table, which determines whether it has an owner or not that actually exists, is on the primary database server, and I can't just link the tables in a single query to delete them where, you know, the rows in the mall table don't match rows in the player table like I used to. I'm almost sure that the mirror of the player table on the secondary database server is absolutely reliable, but I'm not sure enough to delete people's stores I'm not sure enough to delete people's stores based on it. Right. Hot Stuff reminds me that when I update Mr. Store, I should leave the Doppelshifter in there until we get done processing the lost item claims, so that people who had a Mr. Accessory and lost it and wanted to buy the Doppelshifter can still do so. That is a good idea. Although I think that I actually erase the text for it, so I'll have to fake that. But yeah, that'll be done after the show here. So anyway, that's the story with the mall stores. There will still be... I don't know if stuff shows up in searches. I don't know if you can still buy stuff from stores of players that have been deleted. You probably can. It might look goofy. But yeah, that's something that I am aware of and something that's on my list of things to fix. It's just not particularly pressing. We've had bigger things to worry about in the last few days and weeks. Arcone asks, how come the pasta with sauce dishes are worse than chow mein? Shouldn't the dishes that require reagents and noodles be better? Yes, that is something that is true. It stems from the fact that at one point, Hell Ramen was the best food in the game, and so in the pre-Black Sunday round of horrific item duping, those got duped out the ass, and so there were just millions and millions of them, and everyone was subsisting on a diet of the very best possible food. And so what I did was I made new food items that were more complicated and better than Hell Ramen, and didn't rely on items that there were gigantic, ill-gotten stockpiles of. But now it's kind of bit me in the ass, because the way it stands now, chow mein is one of the primary things that makes booze suck compared to food. But, you know, I don't want to, like, nerf it, because then everybody will be like, you nerfed it, you jerk. Because that's what the player base sounds like, collectively. Like, we actually did an experiment. We had every single player of the game record something, and then we had a voice analyzation scientist come up with the average of all other voices. And it sounds like this, you jerk. Yeah, bit of trivia. I bet you guys don't even remember us doing that, huh? Let's see. Dr. Van Mojo says, hey, Jick, could you make it possible for players who know their email addresses have expired to delete or disable their listed addresses so that they can't lose the account through somebody else ending up with that email address, either intentionally or otherwise? It seems that since already don't forget your password is a workable alternative to the email system, those who remember their password should be able to disable said system, especially if it only poses a security risk for people who absolutely remember their passwords. I can see what you mean about that. You know, I think that it might be time to actually do the thing that was suggested as a solution to the email change problem, which was to make it so you can change your email address and have it take effect 2 weeks later and have it give you a notification on the main page that your email address is scheduled to be changed in X weeks and click here to prevent the change from happening. It's irritating, and I think people would be like, WTF, mate, why does it take 2 weeks to change your email address? And then I'll have to make the same arguments and perform the same explanation operations that I have to perform now whenever people ask why it can't be changed at all. But, yeah. Redpot says in, and I'm not entirely sure what that is in regards to. Maybe there was a message that he sent during the last show that this was a correction to a message from before I purged the messages last Monday, this past Monday. Spitfire 600-6006 says, there should be some way to leave comments on a person's display case. I suppose you could send them a K-mail and then say, at the end of the K-mail, be like, your display case should include in its description a section at the end for things that people have said about your display case. And then it would be like a way to leave comments on a person's display case. Loud Girl Forever says, shouldn't the item Dirty Hobo Gloves have a picture representing at least two gloves, not just one? Well, the one glove is just behind the other one. And that's the explanation for that. Arcone says, I know this is very minor in the big scale, but when I got back my Roman numeral tattoos, the three I was missing now appear in the wrong order. I'm anal retentive and hope that this will be eventually fixed, or also anal retentive. It ought to be the case, maybe it's not, it ought to be the case that those are just sorted alphabetically, so they should, the Roman numerals should be in order, but maybe, whoops. Oh, well, okay. Oh, right, if they're in Roman numeral, if they're in alphabetical order, right, because it'll go, if they're in alphabetical order, the numbers will go 1, 10, 11, 2, 20, 21. Yeah. That sucks. I guess I could enforce an order in those. I could just give them some sort of arbitrary number that was what it sorted by, and just like all the class tattoos are like, you know, 0 through 6, and then the other class tattoos are like 1 through, no, I mean 10 through 16, and then, you know, I mean 1 through 6 and 11 through 16 or whatever, and leave gaps for stuff that I wanted to put in there later, because then we could just kind of fake it. That's super minor. Lusty Pirate Wench says, why is there no option on the tattoo page to show no tattoo? That's a good question. I suppose there's no good reason. Yeah, that's the thing. There could just be a blank tattoo. Or, I mean, it could just be set to nothing and not show anything. The Telp says, hey, Jake, often your reason for not implementing a feature is that there's no way of telling two instances of the same item apart. Do you wish you had set this up differently? I don't think that I so much wish that I had set it up differently as I would like to eventually make a game that it is set up differently in. There are, you know, there are advantages to it. Items have identities, but there are significant disadvantages to it in that one of the things that I wanted to have sort of at the core of KOL was that it was easy and that you got a lot of stuff. And, you know, the number of items that you have, if they were individualized, would be so much more difficult to sort of store and manage. Because, you know, if you had 100 ice-cold beers and one of them was enchanted to be +1 and one of them was enchanted to be +2 and one of them was enchanted to be +3 and so forth on up to you know, +100, there would be 100 different ice cold beer slots in your inventory because no two of those items would actually be the same. And so, I mean, I think having it this way, it creates the potential to you know, have a lot more stuff to buy, you know, 50 soda waters when you want to restore a shitload of MP, to collect huge numbers of Gnollish fly swatters, for instance, and have them, you know, be manageable. If I was going to have individualized items with, you know, sort of interesting aspects to them, like, you know, the ability to, you know, that, I mean, that's the one thing, the ability to enchant stuff, the ability to have some sort of durability, if we wanted to do that, you know, that the items would wear out or whatever, to just make it so you can have more interesting ways for items to interact with other items than us having to code a different item for every step or every possibility, then we would have to have a lot fewer items because it just gets unmanageable. I mean, both from... I mean, not so much from a database perspective, because that's something you can always just throw more hardware at, but from a player experience perspective, you know, imagine playing Diablo, except you have 1,000 items instead of the 50 or so that you can fit in your backpack at any given time. You know, I mean, I sort of like I like the fact that there are no inventory restrictions. I mean, when I was first tossing around the idea of putting in inventory limits, I was just like, eh, this blows. And, yeah, you know, one of these days, our next game, items will be much more versatile and valuable and rare, and we'll see which one's better. Derpish says, "Hey, Jake, I think that November 11th should be dubbed the most ridiculous day of the year and have ridiculous content. Do you have plans for this?" No, I don't think we've done anything for 11-11 ever. That might be a good way to make up our own holiday. Maybe it would sweep the nation. I love llamas. I love llamas has a question for Mr. Skullhead, who is not here, but he says, "Hey, Mr. Skullhead, do you tell any of your students about KOL, and do any of them play? If so, does their view of you change after playing or listening to your show?" From talking to him, he tells them that he works on an internet game, but doesn't plan to tell any of them what it is until after class, because he doesn't want their view of him to change, or their, you know, the notion. I guess it's important to the school that the TAs be seen not as people, but as adults, and as sort of manifestations of authority. And I think, you know, rightfully so. Like, I wouldn't... If I had a situation where I had a bunch of people who were sort of... It was important that they take me seriously, I would find it a little bit distasteful to have them see all this stuff. Because, I mean, you know, my friends, I tell them whatever. But I'm not, like, in charge of my friends, you know. Well, I mean, I am, because I just rule Zor all over everything. But not in, like, a, you know, not in, like, an institutional context. So yeah, none of them play, but they probably will look at it at least after they, finish the class, which I suppose is coming right up, a month and a half or so. And I forget what college is like. Kartok says, "On Monday, you suggested that if you had nothing in Hank 6 weeks ago, you might get the contents of your inventory instead. However, the response I got to my K-mail said to simply send a list of important items. I lost all my stuff, minus the 20 items I pulled on the Day of Doom, but none of it was killer, Mr. Store / rare / etc. Pardon me. I wasn't sure if I was even going to bother you for any of it, but your response on Monday confused me. Can I expect the Retrieval Squad to check if I qualify for inventory restoral, or did you misspeak on Monday? Sorry for the long question. Just wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing based on my loss and your team's time / effort required. Thanks so much for the great new content and the quick response to everything." This is representative of how everybody is acting about this whole loss thing, and it really makes things a lot easier for us that everyone is being so cool about it. That turned out, the whole dumping inventory from that time into Hank's, every time I've encountered a situation where it seems like that's the right thing to do, I look at it and I'm like, well, it just doesn't seem to have actually happened. I mean, what I was expecting was that there would be people who had like 10,000 items in their inventory on the 6th, and then their current inventory has like 200 items because they're in the middle of a run, and everything else was lost in the fire at Hank's. But what I keep seeing when these are reported to me is they have 1,000 items in their inventory on the 6th, and then they have like 850 items in their inventory now, and their Hank's is empty, and I look and almost all of those items are still there. So maybe I just haven't encountered the right spot yet. You, Kartok, were not in the group that I was actually looking at. It should be that when Zly responds to those, the messages should be from her. So I hope there's not something going on there, like with replies to from the admin box coming back from Jick instead of Zlyania. But yeah, what probably happened is that we looked at it and couldn't tell what was going on with the inventory, and so it was just like, okay, well, instead of just doing that dump, because it's not obvious enough that that's what happened, we will check through it and just restore the important things, but we don't know which of these things are, like, important to you, you know, because there could be something that everybody else thinks is really great, but you don't care about, and there could be a collection of something minor that you had that you really like, whatever, but, yeah, so I mean, like I said, we're still in the process of figuring out how to deal with all this stuff, so sorry if I've said anything that's misleading. Believe me, it wasn't deliberate, and we're not just being, like, lazy about it. It's just, we have to sort of decide on a case-by-case basis how to proceed with this stuff, because everybody's situation is a beautiful and unique snowflake. Moody says, I have complaints from quite a few vets regarding the plague. I'd like to discuss them, but PMs are limiting in words. So if you deem that this is worth discussing, please message me or rip out my gallbladder. Either will suffice. Consider your gallbladder ripped out, Moody. You can send me a forum PM if you want, and I'll try and either check that tonight and address it, or I will get to it next week. Actually, you know what? I don't think... I have some family commitments next Monday. I have a feeling that Mr. Skullet is going to be doing the show by himself. I hadn't thought about that. But, yeah, we'll see. May or may not happen. Arcane says, could you please give booze to Farians an insanely spicy Bloody Mary so that we can get chronic indigestion? Huh. That's an interesting idea. Yeah, there's no reason, I guess, that it shouldn't. Well, if the recipe is just as complicated, the problem with that, says Zeno,
is that it requires fullness to work. It makes its effectiveness on fullness, so boosticarians
would. Yeah, that's true. Boosticarians wouldn't. Maybe it could just be another copy of the skill that you only got as a boosticarian that relied on drunkenness instead. Yeah, because that wouldn't really hurt anything. And actually, having skills that were based on drunkenness would go a little bit further to narrow the booze gap. Huh. Maybe there should just be a different skill that's similar to that powerful knockout breath. Or maybe a skill that causes you to actually come up with something funny instead of just making up something really, really lame. Yeah, I don't think the projectile vomiting skill that I'm sure is in the tip of everybody's tongue. I mean, it could be some kind of belch. No, I guess the chronic indigestion is some kind of belch. It could be a nasty belch instead of a fiery belch. It could be a turpentine belch. Huh. Or could just some kind of fire breath. You light your breath with a match. Huh. That's interesting. Maybe it could even be, like, better than chronic indigestion, which would even further narrow that gap. Oh, boy. That's irritating. On the forum software, there's no way... I guess there is. Never mind. That particular useless little tangent. Barry says, does the Postomancer staff skill deactivate if you have more muscle than mysticality? No, it does not. So, yeah, there's that answer. Lusty Pirate Wench says, when your clan has a meat tree and you're in Ronin or Hardcore, does that 500 meat go into Hank's? No, I don't think it does. I think it just goes into the ether. That's actually something I should check. Wow. I've developed this habit of sliding my fingers over one key on the home row, and so just typing a bunch of nonsense every time I try to type an actual word. Actually, that's stored in the daily script, I think. Search for 500. Yeah, for now, it just goes... You don't get the adventures, and you don't get the what's it if you're in Ronin or Hardcore. And I think that should stay that way. just to let you guys know, it's possible that I will drop off the radio here because we've been having some issues with this wireless router. I'm convinced that they build wireless routers to last exactly 6 months before they break, because that's about how frequently I have to just go buy a new one because mine stops working in some retarded way. Yeah, my kingdom for a reliable wireless router. And let's see. You know, I gotta figure out what's going on with this echoiness on my microphone. I don't know enough about the setup to really be able to fix it. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be that big of a deal, though. Blibbler says, others have asked to have HP restorers appear in the skills pane. While you have rightly pointed out that HP has nothing to do with skills, it is much more convenient to go to the skills pane than inventory into use multiple. Perhaps the skills skills pane could be rebranded as skills and restoratives or something like that. Another potential inventory improvement is to add a use all for some items, such as fantasy chests / briefcases. Perhaps a use enough button for some restoratives or spleen items. The use enough button would be tricky because it's one of those kind of chicken-egg situations because, I mean, you don't know how much it's going to restore until you use it, and you don't know how many you need until you use them, you know, and see how much they restore. So, yeah, while I can see how it would be handy to... I wonder if it wouldn't be worth it to make a just restoratives page. The thing is, it uses the same... It's not like having a... It's not... Okay, there's no difference between you using a mana restoration item from the skills page or from the inventory. It uses the same big function that's like the what items do function in the big include file. So it's it wouldn't be that big of a deal to add a third place where MP restoratives went. So maybe there is a just restorative items script that gives you hit point items and MP items that is accessible by clicking the words HP or MP from the character pane, and I don't know that it would necessarily make sense for it to be accessible from anywhere else, but Zeno just added, actually, he made the, I think I talked about this on Monday, but he made it so we can actually designate an item as an MP restorative rather than hard-coding the item ID into the skills page, which is just much, much nicer than it used to be. So we could do the same thing for things that were HP restoratives and then just have that sort of one point of entry. I think that would actually save a lot of people a lot of clicks. So just having it linked from the main pane, and it would be pretty trivial to do so. And I like sort of invisible features like that, like the sort of just, you know, the ability to see your public profile by clicking on your name and your private profile, which is something that I always forget about. And I always like, who is myself in chat when I want to see it? Because, yeah. I forgot that somebody, like, discovered that, and it seems to work okay. People are suggesting that perhaps I have some sort of voice modulator running on the computer that I'm not aware of. Merrick is suggesting something as we speak, which maybe I will listen to it. And, oh, whoops, I've dropped a stream, apparently. Hold on, let me try and get this, now I'm unable to connect to my mailbox, yep, unable to send data fast enough, I wonder if I'm connected, I appear to still have internet access, All right, so I'm back on the 24K server, apparently. That's kind of irritating. The stream appears to actually be working. I have internet connectivity, and there's a song playing on the 64K stream that is 4 minutes long. I'm going to play a rousing chorus of Christmas Time in the LBC, which is about exactly as long as the song that Merrick is playing to facilitate the re-handoff, so we'll take a little break. Or maybe I can just do it now. Can I just take it now? Sorry about this, kids. Technical difficulties that I'm not quite sure what the story is. See if I can get him to drop it. Drop the cake. Got a 10-second countdown. Yeah, and I've lost the 24K stream again.